আপনার যেখান থেকে হোক একবারে স্যানিটাইজেশন কানেকশন দিয়ে তারপরে অন্যান্য এই বলে সেন্সিটিভ রামানুজ এর কথা এই জন্য প্রসিদ্ধ পরিবারের কথা রামানুজ সিন্থেটিকের কথা রূপতি নাগ বলেছিল সিন্থেটিক্যাল অ্যানালিটিক্যাল বিজ্ঞাপনের আছে মধ্যাচার্য ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর এরা মোর অলস অ্যানালিটিক্যাল কিন্তু আমার তো মনে হয় ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর সিন্থেটিক আর রূপাদের সবসময় সিন্থেটিক্যাল রূপাদ সবের সিন্থেটিক আর রামানুজ সিন্থেটিক্যাল বলেছিল সিন্থেটিক্যাল সুপ্রতি নাগ জাগোরা সব দল বুঝেছেন আর বলেছিল এইটি নো ডিগনিফাইড সিন্থেটিক্যালটা বেশি ডিগনিফাইড কেন তো মৌলিক জিনিস দিয়ে অরিজিনাল সাবস্ট্যান্সের সঙ্গে বেশি ডিল করে এর পজিশনটাকে খুব ড্রিম রুটেড অ্যান্ড খুব সেফলি পোস্টেড মৌলিক আর কি মৌলিক খালি মৌলিক গবেষণা বলে না তো সে মৌলিক মূলের দিকে গিয়ে মূল সাপ্লাই আছে যাতে ওপরে ভাসছে না একটা বললাম ওপরে ভাসা ভাসা চলে যাচ্ছে কোথায় তার বেসিস নেই আর এই মূলের সঙ্গে ঠিক করে কাজ গোড়া বেঁধে বলে যাকে আগে গোড়া বেঁধে নিয়ে তারপরে কথা এই কথাই হলো বলে ভ্যালুয়েবল কথা এইগুলো এর পজিশন বেশি গোড়া গোড়ার ধরে কথা ভাষা ভাষা না
কে সেরে গিয়েছে ওটা আরো খেতে হবে দু একটা আমি নিয়ে আসবো এখন বাজার দাম
এর নিচে ওইখানে আরো না দেওয়া দিচ্ছে না ওই পরপর পরপর এতে এতে পরই মানে ওই যে ফুল হবে আর কি আর দু তিন লাইন দু লাইন ওই যে ডাল পর যেটা ধীরকৃষ্ণ
মহারাজ
ডাল টু লিভ ওই যে ওখানে দিতে গেলি থ্রু হয়তো ডিভোশন মিন্স ডেডিকেশন ডাল টু লিভ দেন ওই যে করতে হবে লাভ ডিভাইন প্রেম কৃষ্ণ প্রেম এই হতে পারি ওটা কমপ্লিট হয়ে মানে শুধু ওইটাতেই সব জিনিসটা কমপ্লিট বুঝতে হবে ওইটার এক্সপ্লানেশন হয়ে যাবে ওটা
ইংলিশে বলুন
মিন্স টু এন্ড হয়ে যাবে
রিসার্চ
ফর শ্রীকৃষ্ণ রিয়েলিটি ইজ দি বিউটিফুল বাট হাউ দি সার্চিং থ্রু devotion what is that dedication what is dedication die to live and what is living and living to live in love krishna prem
divine
love divine krishna prem the whole picture is in the a few lines few words the whole picture
like a sutra
and this is her this is sutra this is the first portion The search for Sri Krishna is the beautiful, the Sambandhagyan. Then what is search and what is the end of the search? In a nutshell, that should be added in the title page. The whole thing will come. All these things are here. The whole thing, the whole picture, only in few words.
That can be added. That can be added.
Yes, may be added. লোক সে একবারে বলে আমি অ্যাস্টনিস্ট হয়ে গেছি শ্রীধর মহারাজের এইরকম আর্গুমেন্টেটিভ ওই কথা দেখেছিলেন এইরকম আর্গুমেন্টেটিভ আর্টিকেল তার কাছ থেকে আমি অবাক হয়ে গেছি এই যে প্রফেসর আর্গুমেন্টেটিভ গুরু অ্যান্ড হিজ কেসলি ধরলাম আর ইউ হিউম্যান দ্যাট ইজ দ্য ইনার টেন্ডেন্সি এভরিওয়ান ভুলটুই হল সকলের একটা গোড়ায় ধরলাম কিন্তু ভুল না করাটা একটা ভেতর থেকে টেন্ডেন্সি সকলেই আছে এই দিক থেকে টেনে নিয়ে গিয়ে গুরুতে ফেলাটা দিনে এসে ওই ভুল সংশোধন করতে আসুন ভেতর থেকে ওইখানে গুরুদেবের জন্ম The necessity of Gurudev is there, but universal. Mm. Who wants not to add? To add is human, but not to add, that is also inner tendency registrable everywhere. Mm. And therefore, the basis of the necessity of the Sri Gurudev, who comes to give us relief from our internal trouble. In this way, that developed. The Guru kothai dorkar. Kano Guru? Guru ke. Guru ke. Taki universal basis of nature. Where is it?
So this book, Guru and His Grace, what should be the scope of that book, according to you?
What should be?
You? What should be the thrust, the scope, the...
It will go gradually more to the other. The Guru.
We thought
then it will come, ultimately it will come to Krishna. Krishna is Guru. Who can remove all our doubts. All our inquiries may be satisfied by whom? It is from Him. But gradually it will develop and go there. Who can clear all the doubts? We may have doubts after doubts. One doubt may go and thousands of doubts may come. But who can? Vidyati Hridayagranti, Siddhanti Sarvasanshaya. Who can realize all the suspicions in our mind? It is He, the full thing. In this way it will come. It's bhakti in the in intellectualism. And its goal is transcendental.
I was thinking that we should begin by mentioning the descending process of knowledge, like that. That knowledge comes from up to down. And then we would maybe end with the verse by Raghunath Das Goswami, Ashavare Amitasindhavay Agatam. That was like the zenith. We may take it by Your grace. We might mention that also.
The birth and the destination that will come to meet together. The birth is also from the potency, and after moving the whole infinity to come again to the potency. Here we are. So infinite, infinite. Finite, infinite, the connection, the affectionate connection of the finite with infinite helps him to live in infinite. All the finite backed by infinite may be infinite. This also. Is it not? If a friend, our Guru Maharaj told, a poor girl, but if she is married to a prince, she has nothing, but by his friendly, affectionate relationship with a prince, now she is turned into a princess who had nothing. Only for friendly relationship she gets command over everything, so many things. Gives resources may increase in that way. Intrinsically, jiva has nothing, a point of the point of the point. But coming in affectionate connection with the Absolute, he gets the facility of all advantages of life of the Absolute through affection. He or she is in possession of the whole. অঙ্গাঙ্গি ভাবমজ্ঞতা কথম সামর্থ্য নির্ণয় উই ক্যানট অ্যাসার্টেন এনি ওয়ান্স পটেন্সি অর পাওয়ার উইদাউট কনসাল্টিং হিজ রিলেশনশিপ ফ্রেন্ডলি রিলেশনশিপ ইসরায়েল ইজ এ স্মল কান্ট্রি বাট ইফ রাশিয়া ক্যান জাম্প ইট কনকোয়ার ইট Within 5 minutes. But America is there. So this Angangi Bhav, the connection of the friends, not only estimation of a particular thing, but the estimation of this friend circle, that is all important. Yeah, you know, Guru Vishnu Purana, Vishnu Sharma, Samudru Bhav, Tittiva Matreno, Samudru Bhav, Uligata. Angangi Bhavamagyata, Kasam Samatrena, Pusho Tittiva Matreno, Samudru Bhav, Uligata. And like Aesop's fable, that is one Indian Aesop's fable like thing. There's one Pandit Vishnu Sharma, he is putting this slope. The Rangangi Bhavagatma, that the person and his friend and the friend of friend, without the calculation of this atmosphere, circumstance, we should not estimate the power of a particular thing. So he has given an example. Tittiva, the smallest bird, he could disturb and highly controlled the whole ocean. The bird went to his master, he went to his master in this way, the connection, they connected with Garuda. Garuda, this servant bird carrier of Krishna, Garuda bound. And the Garuda came to back the small bird. And by his threatening, that Samudra, I shall drink you to finish. The Samudra came to submit, had to come to submission by the small bird, because the friendly association. Hare Krishna. Okay? Nizal.
Guru Maharaj, can you explain the meaning of diksha?
Oh. The Bhagyan is given in the Shastra, scripture. Dibbam gyanam yato dadya. Kuryat pavasya samsayam. Tasmat dikheti saprakta deshi kristatva. The scholars of the department has explained the meaning of diksha in this way. Diksha is a process through which the transcendental knowledge is imparted towards the disciple by the preceptor. And all his previous bad tendencies are crushed. That is known as diksha in general. Previous commitments, all cleared, and he got a light of new life. New life in relationship with the transcendental king. It's a process by which he has given a noble connection with the Absolute Center. And at the same time, his previous commitments are finished. That has been called diksha. There is an awakenment, inner awakenment of life. Dibbam gyanam, it is there. It is suppressed, but that is discovered, diksha, means discovering upon inner wealth, and also relief from the outward obligations, with inner eyes, the outer, you will know, commitments vanish. when you reach home, your other engagements for your comforts contracted, they all cut up, and you find their full sympathetic necessary comforts there. So for your own comfort you must have connection with various things outside. But coming home, all these things to be felt is unnecessary and disconnected. The home comfort. The hostel comforts, generally for in a foreign land we seek comfort in the, and it is supplied in the hostels, so many hostels. But when we reach home, the hostel comforts, they are discouraged. I have got home here. Here is my home. As minor, you are taken away and you have come to visit your native place and you are in a hostel. But if you can come to know, here was my father's mother's house, if you come in that connection and you go and they can recognize, oh, my boy, you were stolen when you were young. We can understand from your face all these things. I am your mother, I am your father, I am your sister. Mm. Then the hostel beyond, so no longer you go. I give up your deal. I have found my home. Something like this. Back to God, back to home, with the inner arrangement of the soul, it finds its comfortable home. And the outward links, connections, dispense with. That is Diksha.
On the last day, Tanjan, Sarasavati.
So if Shiksha, if Shiksha also gives divine knowledge,
That is supplementary.
What is the
Shiksha to help. That Diksha is a main thing, main formula. And to work out that formula, so many subsidiary things are necessary. The mind Diksha in the mantra, the formula made it there. And other things are necessary to make it, to substantiate it, to help it, the activity. With the
Parayana Doshandasa.
They are all parts and parcels of Diksha. And they are already in that, for that formula. It should be this, it should be that, all the directions there. But how to substantiate that? Then it will come in details. So many things, Sravan Kirtan, Smaran Bandhan, all these things, thousand things may be necessary. In general, if he invades another country, chalk out the program, this way we shall go and attack. We shall have to do this. But practically, when going to do that, so many things come on the way, and we have to solve that and march on.
Diksha means admission.
Admission.
মানে ভর্তি
হওয়া আর কি না ভর্তি হওয়া নয় সমস্ত প্ল্যানটা নাচছে ওখানে থাকবে দি হোল প্ল্যান দি প্ল্যান ফ্রম ফরেন ল্যান্ড টু গো হোম দি প্ল্যান ইন দিস ওয়ে ইউ ক্যান গো দেয়ার ডু আর সাবস্টান্সিয়েট দ্যাট ইন প্র্যাকটিক্যালি প্র্যাকটিস সো মেনি থিংস মেনলি That if you want to go home, you will have to go
from this to then, there and there. That is, your home is there, and the description of the home is there, and where you are, it is also there, and through this process you can reach your home. This is talked out in the plan. Mm-hmm. And practically you have to do that. So when first you have to hire a rickshaw, then to the station, mm-hmm. then to the plane, then to get a ticket of the plane. Mm-hmm. In these are so many things that necessary. Dibbogyan. From the partial knowledge we have to reach to the final of knowledge. And this is final. The final prospect. What is the consequence of your Calcutta journey?
Printer. Yes, he was. He had one printing press many years ago, and he met Tirtha Maharaj.
Where was his press?
Situated in Calcutta.
Yes, it was situated in Calcutta.
Which side?
Strand Road.
Strand Road. Yes.
So he showed.
What is the name of the company?
Minerva Printing House.
Minerva. Naam suna chuna hai. Minerva Printing House. What does he say?
Well, he gave me one part of a translation. He gave me one book. A very old translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
By whom?
This is done by Professor Sanjeev Kumar Chaudhary.
Professor Sanjeev Kumar
Chaudhary. Chaudhary.
A wholesale or part translation.
I have Madhyalila here, but he, I think, has done the...
Madhyalila or Antalila?
Madhyalila. This is under the, published by Nagendra Kumar Roy.
Nagendra Roy.
Adimadhyo onto tinte published kore, complete.
Kore se?
Ita lichche.
Kaddin aage. The whole of Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes, the whole book is in three volumes.
How many days before?
And translated by, you say, Sanjeev Chaudhary, yeah. Professor.
Yes.
Professor of Dhaka?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dhaka
University.
Yes, Dhaka University. I met him. Or rather, he met us.
Yes, he, I think. Yes.
He was married, and he loved his wife very much. And then his wife died. He became half mad. And then he came in connection with Mahaprabhu. And they appreciated Mahaprabhu, that prem, love is the highest thing. He is appreciated in that life. And then he came to translate the Antalila first. He told me, I have translated Antalila. Very, very nice thing. Mahaprabhu's beloved there. But we did not give any recognition to him because he's coming from that the wife's separation. That is the cause of his coming to this side. So we did not encourage him much. At that time he only translated unto Lila.
I see.
Perhaps I asked him and tried to, he was a good English scholar. And I asked him, he tried to translate the whole thing. Then I did not meet him again in my life. I, as far as I remember, his name was something.
Kekonsomai?
It was Bahu Pulbe, 1936, 7, 7, 8, yes, something like that. 37, 8.
Prabhupada
disappeared. Prabhupada parted from
it. When sometimes, when our A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, he would say something, he would meet someone one time and tell them something, they would take it as very important. So you have told this man, you may translate the whole of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And Shishi Ghosh.
Yes.
Founder of Amrita Bajar Patrika. He wrote Lord Gauranga.
Lord Gauranga.
But they do not represent very correctly what the lives and teachings of Mahaprabhu. Approximately. Sentiments are given there. Not on the basis of ontological conception. Approximate. In our Prabhupada's writing we find what the Siddhanta Nijo Hoge Gorilla Gauranga. He remarked in this way about the Shishir Ghosh, Lord Gauranga. And Omiyoni Mai Charit in Bengali. That is also a wonderful book in style and in historical side, all these things. But ontologically, it is lacking. Nijo Bhoge Gorilla Gauranga. The remark about them from our Guru Maharaj in this way, that you have concocted one Gauranga in the line of your own sentimental enjoyment. You have created a Gauranga of your own in a novel style. There's so many poets, so many poets. They are also producing literature, very charming literature, about the love that Romeo, Juliet, etc. They are also evolving many sentimental things to capture the mentality of the even of the scholarly thinking person. There may be something like that.
We
the Gauranga of their inner imagination. But it must have some reliable descending process, not ascending. These are outcome of ascending line. Imitation. Imitationist. But that must come in the descending line.
We also came across one
book. We have got our mental, sentimental nods. Generally we are in this world, if our sentimental, mundane nods, they are satisfied, we are charmed. So imitationists can exploit our sincere approval. Right. But to cross the mundane circumstance of lust and then to enter the domain of divine love, that is very difficult. To accept mundane love in place in the name of divine love, that is very cheap. Imitation is not real. Here was one Babaji, who, that Gaurakishore Babaji, Guru Maharaj of our Guru Maharaj, he was there. Another new Babaji came and took his quarter in his sight and began to show much vairagya. Then Gaurakishore Babaji remarked to one devotee that only imitating the pain of childbirth, one lady may not expect to give birth to a real child. Finally entering the bathroom, and there he is imitating the pains of giving a childbirth. That does not mean that a child will come from her womb. There are many things before. Not only that imitation, painful sounds, imitation. The finishing sound, that is not, that cannot give the birth of a child.
One another.
Do you follow? No, I am not clear.
Yes,
Guru. Gaurakishore Babaji remarked that this gentleman, he has come and he has taken, he has erected a cottage in my side, and he is copying me in this vairagya. Madhukari and taking food and taking the name, all these things. That is complete imitation of an advanced sage he is making here. But he told that only the copying the outer things, there must be Vishuddha-sapta, must be vairagya, connection with a genuine guru, then the process of the diksha and the process of realization, then he can come to such. On the translation of the outward sentimental sayings of Kaviraj Goswami, won't take him to that position, position of Kaviraj Goswami. In the drama also you may find that one may play the part part of a saint very well, shedding tears, shivering, all those things of a sadhu. One may act in the drama, but he is not a sadhu. One may play the part of a Narad Goswami and taking holy wood and tears running on from his cheeks, and so many outward signs he may show when acting the part of Devarshi Narada. But that does not mean he is converted into Narada. Nishadga Pichila Shanti Tadubhyasa Paripicha Satta Bhasa Vinapu Pishu Kampasu Pulokadaya. Rupa Goswami says, the imitation may come to such perfection, but still not a drop of devotion there to be traced. With Nisarga Pichu, some persons there are who are naturally very weeping temperament, very small loss of gain and tears running. The Nishad Gopichila, their temperament, very temperament, natural temperament is shedding tears, very soft. And Tadudbhyasa, and there is another who by practicing a process, they can take those outer signs within them. So these two sections, when taking the name of the Lord, Krishna or Gauranga, they may shed tears enough, but not a drop of pure devotion to be traced in their heart. It is for, you must be very real, what is the word, very careful, that mere outward show is not the real thing. So the Sevan Mukehi, what is necessary, that the serving tendency towards the Absolute, that is the most important. Sevan service, dedication, surrender. In the case, here, the real case, this is to be traced, this is the criteria. So how far he has dedicated himself for the cause. He may not show many symptoms of a devotee to purchase his name. But at heart, he is wholly surrendered. So, poetry, there are many poets who can describe things in such a way that when you will go to read that, you cannot contain your tears. But that doesn't mean they are describing the divine love, this mundane love. So many things. How one is sacrificing his life for the country, when he is describing in such a particular way that you cannot but say tears. Oh, these are martyrs for the country. There also you produce the shed tears. But that does not mean that is shedding tears. That is getting divine love. So we have to find out what is the source. The imitation, the coal, gold, may be imitation, but if we are assured that this gold is coming from that particular mine, we can take it, and without any tempering in this way. And in that way, the source should be. Once it happened in this land, Gandhi wanted to recover charka system. That the charka system, the poor, they will produce the thread, and if we use that cloth, then the money will go to the pocket of those poor. But so many Japani and Manchester imitation khaddar came here. Rough cloth, just in the imitating the ordinary cloth which is produced from the thread of the, that is produced by the poor man. Then Gandhi found perplexed, what is this? My need is the money must go to the poor's pocket. But now the millionaire, the capitalist, they are producing that rough cloth and that is being sold in the land. And instead, the money going to the poor, it is going to the capitalist. Then he found one association, the Khadi Association, that you must purchase cloth from such shops were connected with this association of mine. Then the money will go, surely go to the pocket of the poor association. At that time he told many, here is Guru Parampara, revealed truth coming in uncontaminated through a particular process, parampara, reliable succession. Then we can get the genuine thing. The association is necessary. Guru Parampara is necessary. So, before we read anything, we shall try to find out who is his guru, where from these substances coming down. It is only the quotation, quote, the cover, or there is any real substance within this cover. Where from he is coming? If we can understand, he is going, coming, the origin of his relation is coming from a genuine sadhu, then we can give some attention to that. This is Professor Samyar, then the Daud Bihari Kapoor, they had connection with our Guru Maharaj, the genuine source. So we give some value to their writings. Sometimes I say, I give example about homeopathic globule. Mere globule have no medicinal value. It is really the same mantra. The ordinary guru may give it to the shishya. But what is potency through the sound going, that is all important. The potency. What thinking, what goodwill, through the word, what quality of goodwill, divine will, is contained in that word. That is all important. To get mantram from Sadguru, genuine guru, that means the internal goodwill or real conception about the Lord. In the seed of a banyan tree, a small seed, but the great big banyan tree will come from that seed. So it's all important is there. The feeling within. The will with which the particular sound is given by the guru to the disciple. That we cannot trace that in the present. But in time, it gets favorable environment that will express himself, develop himself into a particular great thing. So imitation, we must be, when we go to purchase anything, we must be careful about from the imitation side. Otherwise we may be deceived. A simple gentleman that he was, and his origin is that. A good man from the general calculation. But we don't think that any transcendental value, that potency is connected there. Imitation. And the who have settled in the imitation center in sentimentality, they will get great comfort while reading the book and